Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Archtop Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, CJ. My name is Michael Bird. I'm over in Rhinebeck.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Good. Are you in Kingston?
Oh, we are,
Or are you in
yes.
Florida?
No, we're located in Kingston. That's where our headquarters are.
Okay. Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. So they've been grinding away the last 2 days right in front of our house. And I understand they're going to be putting the cable in soon. I did have a question regarding how it's coming in. We live on the corner of Livingston and North Parsonage. So
Okay.
the line appears to be going down North Parsonage. We have a barn where my office is with one, I have one internet service there through Spectrum, and then the house is on the corner where we have another Spectrum internet service, and they're separately billed and whatnot, because I didn't want any issues with cross-platform and whatnot.
No, that's understandable, especially when it comes to, having a modem in the office versus the house, that way you don't have to run extra lines, and I understand that.
Right. So I assume, or I understand they're going to be putting a pole box in the ground, kind of halfway between the two buildings. So all my utilities are underground. So I
Okay.
want to make sure that whenever you go ahead and come to us, you know where the conduits are to get the fiber optic cable in the existing conduits, so we don't have to dig up too much of the property, hopefully.
Yeah, no, I mean, to answer kind of the question you're trying to figure out, probably how deep we go. We only go maybe about 6 to 8 inches. If there's already conduits or lines already there, we can definitely notify our techs to let them know when, if and when you decide to go ahead and
Log on
get our
or
service correct.
get the contract rolling.
Exactly. And we'll be able to notify them as well, like when we set up your primary appointment for the installation. Hey, just so you're aware, there's this on the property. Please follow these lines, et cetera.
Okay. Good. I just wanted to make sure that because I wasn't sure what exactly was going on. I've noticed the pole boxes on people's property, and just was curious if you were going underground to the house or.
Usually it would. So essentially, when you see those little junction boxes on the street there, they're usually like a little bit on the property, not too much. It's technically like the public space before your property starts. Essentially, what happens there is that will be the connecting line for you to receive service. So at that point, a few days before your appointment, if you decide to set up service with us, our tech will come to the property where you don't have to be home, and they'll just kind of verify like the best way to get the wire over to your home and then bury that wire as well. Of course,
So
with, yeah.
the plan is that you're going to bury all the wires.
Correct.
Okay, good.
We try
Well,
to keep
that's good
them
to know.
buried as much as possible. If there is a determination that we need to go aerial, then at that point they'll figure out the best way to get you connected. But typically our main focus is on burial.
Okay, good.
And it's only 6 to 8 inches deep. It's not very deep.
That's good. So I think you'll be able to get to both conduits, which are basically on the existing telephone poles, on Parsonage, and then from there we can get them to the appropriate inside the appropriate houses accordingly.
Correct, yes. Or if there's a closer, we like to call them flower pots, but if there's a closer junction box to the house, we may run the line from there. It really depends. But if you'd like, I can definitely take a look at your address and see if we have service already available.
Well, the cable's not even in yet, but
Okay.
they're putting in the orange conduit today.
Okay, great.
But
we do have the ability to pre-order too and kind of set up the process if you did decide to move forward with that, just so you're aware.
Well, I would think we probably, what are the costs going to be and what do we get over this? Do we get everything basically? I mean, do I eliminate my Spectrum service?
So you would not eliminate your Spectrum service until the installation is fully complete on the day of your setup. What we do offer is we offer 1 gig or 2 gig plans. They are $79.99 and $99.99 respectively. But with automatic, like auto pay essentially, with your checking account, it discounts $10 as long as you're signed up for both auto pay and paperless billing.
Okay. And then I'm kind of, so we need a router? Is that part of it?
So we would actually provide that to you.
Okay.
Everything's included in the price. So essentially what happens is when we set up the service, you've got no hidden fees, no contracts. Your price includes all the taxes and any like what normal other companies would consider additional fees. Right now we're having free installation. So you wouldn't need to pay for anything additional unless you decided that you needed a Wi-Fi extender, for example. Like if your house was more than 1,200 square feet, we might recommend one Wi-Fi extender to be, make sure that you have whole home coverage.
Mm-hmm.
So well, depending on how large your home is.
Yeah. Well, that's why I put in two services.
Mm-hmm.
Just so that, because, you know, the house, the barn's far enough away from the house, and it was going to be an issue.
Yeah, so. Yeah, exactly. But I'm saying, like, if your house itself were 1,200 square feet or larger, sometimes, you know, especially with the older homes, like I've got an older home, my phone disconnects when I'm at the edge of the kitchen. And mind you, I have like a 1,000 square foot house. So I know since the kitchen, the office, those were all additions. I would probably need like a Wi-Fi extender, even though my house is small, to at least reach the kitchen.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it really depends on the construction of your house. It depends on a few different factors. Like, have you ever gone into a store where like right outside you have full bars of service, 5G, no issues, but the moment you walk in, you notice that your bars kind of go down. Yeah, the construction materials sometimes, depending on the property, can affect that as well. So that's why sometimes we do suggest it if you have a large home. So at that point, I mean, but even if you did need like a Wi-Fi extender, it would only be $7.99 a month. So a lot of people decide, hey, I don't need it right now. Maybe I'll add it later if I do find that I need it. So.
Yeah.
It's an option that's available.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. So will you reach out to us when you're ready, or do you want me to – should you want to just take down my information and so you can
Absolutely. I can definitely take down your information, and I can also sign you up for a notification for when it's actually available.
Sure. That'd be great.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Michael, how do you spell your last name, please?
Bird, B-I-R-D.
Okay, perfect. I wasn't sure because, you know, sometimes you have the I or the Y.
Yeah.
What is a good phone number for you, please?
518-637-2524.
Okay. And a good email address for that notification.
So it's my name, Michael Bird, M-I-C-H-A-E-L-B-I-R-D, at A as in apple, D as in dog, K as in kite, and then the words great, G-R-E-A-T, camps, C-A-M-P-S, .com.
Perfect. All right, so Michael Bird at A-D-K-greatcamps.com. All right, let me go ahead and get that notification at least there, so that might just take me just a quick minute, and I'll confirm that I did go through and let you know, hey, we should definitely be seeing this. You should be definitely getting an email at that point.
Okay.
When services available to you.
Okay, and then the address is 62 Livingston Street. I don't remember if I gave you that already.
No, you did not. And I did. Livingston, is that correct?
Yeah, 62 Livingston.
Okay. And that's here in Kingston?
Rhinebeck.
Rhinebeck, sorry, Rhinebeck. So 12572.
Yep.
Perfect. Because I know we're currently working on getting service out there right now.
Yeah. No, I know they're, as I say, they're cutting the blacktop right now. I've been listening to it for the last 2 days.
Oh yeah, and I'm so sorry if
that's okay.
If it's been a bother, right? I do apologize.
No, we'll be excited when it's in.
Oh, absolutely. I'm waiting for them to make it out east a little bit.
Yeah, I bet.
I'm filling out the notification email now. So, and of course, the phone number you did state was 518-637-2524, correct?
Yep.
Okay. I'm back. Oops, not two B's, one. And it is just for residential, is that correct? Or is it business and residential?
Well, I mean, my office is up in Lake Placid, but this is a satellite spot.
Okay.
I work out of that.
Okay, no worries. I mean, what we could do is I could just put it down as residential.
Yeah, that's fine.
And that way, so I've gone ahead and oops,
so
sorry, go ahead.
So there is a separate address for the barn in terms of power. I don't think I have, in terms of cable and power and
mm-hmm.
water, there is a separate address.
Did you want me to put in the notification for that address as well?
Yeah, now you're going to ask me what it is, right?
Yes.
I think it's just 62 Livingston Street Garage.
Oh, okay. All right.
Which, not to confuse things, but is actually on North Parsonage. So.
Okay.
Because we're right on the corner.
No worries. I'm just going to set it just for the 62 Livingston Street. That,
sure.
That way, make that notification that you're able to sign up or pre-order in this sense.
Yeah.
We can set that up for you all in one shot.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. So it'll say we'll keep you updated as we get closer to your area. So that way, they'll notify you via email that, hey, you're available to start pre-ordering and we should have service within the next week or so.
Great.
All
sounds
right.
Good.
Perfect.
All
Is
right.
There anything else that I could help you with other than finding out when the availability would be for
no,
your
that's
area?
It.
All right. Well, then in that case, thank you so much for calling Archtop Fiber and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you. You too. Take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye.